history would give good reason to have a concern. Other services, the 20 beds that were closed there before, never came back again. The day services that were there, the day centre services that were there, were removed and they never came back again. There would have to be a firm commitment from the HSE. I have been in contact with John Hayes' office seeking clarification on all of this, and a firm commitment. This is just not a loss to the hospital. This is a big loss to the community and the people who use that service. If it's necessary, it's necessary. But we need to get a firm commitment that that will be restored. The HSE meetings with us has been suspended for a long time now due to the COVID restrictions. We haven't been kept updated. You know, there's the question mark remains over the other services that are there, the OT, the physio, the palliative care and the dental services and smoking cessation services, because there must be a time on the contract, so we need to get a time limit.
Is it your concern that if, as we're being told, staff are being asked to move to either Stranraer or Remelton, they may end up staying in Stranraer, staying in Remelton, and we just won't get the staff back to Lifford?
Obviously, there are staff representatives who will be in contact with us. I'm sure they feel very aggrieved that the notice has been so short. But with a firm commitment that the services will return, then the staff will have to return it with them. We were always given to understand that the census now that was delayed to 2022 would be the guideline. So we don't want no shortcuts in between here. We want a clear indication that this is a temporary move and a date of when it is hoped that they will be back again.